All right, so I'm a skateboarder. I know I'm a woman and I'm wearing heels, so that might confuse you, but I do. I have scars to prove it, and memories and stories. So I started skating when I was 22, and I'm kind of a late bloomer, so to speak. And through skateboarding, I've been able to see the world. It's almost like a adventure action sport where you travel around the country and you see something on the internet and you're like, I have to go there, okay? So from the mountains of Marseille, Marseille, France, to Wheeling, West Virginia, you know, I have gone, and it's because of skateboarding that I went there. So I was 22 years old, that beautiful age where you're just naive and full of hope and vigor, where anything's possible, and I'm like, let's build a skate park, you know? I knew how much skateboarding meant to me and changed my life, and I hoped that through skateboarding, other young people's lives could be changed. Little did I know that it would be a lot of work to raise $1 million, go through 10 different directors of recreation and parks, you know, before we actually got this thing built. But the reason I did it is because, selfishly, I'm a skateboarder and I want a place to skate in my hometown, you know, but also the kids that I've had the opportunity to meet and interact with. You know, 14-year-old kids can be really mean. A week for them is like forever, okay? And it took us over a decade to actually build our concrete facility. And sometimes the kids love me, sometimes they hate me. I remember one time we had done a new mural at the skate park, and it was the first phase. We got a little bit of concrete in. I was driving home from work. I looked at the mural, and I was like, oh, man, somebody tagged our mural. So I went to the park, marched down there, and it said, fuck Stephanie, with, like, a little frowny face. You know, and I was like, what? I was like, okay, I'm going to take a selfie with it. Like, I'm gonna turn this into a T-shirt, you know. But other times, it's like being with these kids. I took some kids from Carroll Park in West Baltimore down in Pigtown up to York, Pennsylvania. And I have all the kids in the back of the car. We're driving up to PA on 83. One of the kids is like, oh, my God, I just saw a beaver. And I was like, what? Yeah. So I look in my rearview mirror, and it's a groundhog, you know. But, like, I realized that, you know, this kid's probably never seen a beaver or a groundhog. So, you know, just little things like that have skateboards are vehicles in themselves, but they're also a vehicle to change your life. So that's one of the reasons that I didn't give up. And one of the hardest parts about it is, like, you know, after 10 years, when people who love you and care about you, it's like, do you still believe in me anymore? You know? I have some of my family in the audience tonight, which is wonderful. And, you know, I remember going home for family dinners, and they're like, when are you going to build this skate park? I'm like, I know, I'm trying. But through the trials and tribulations, there are a few standout moments that, like, really reaffirm the reason why I dedicated the better part of my life to doing this. You know, work can also be a labor of love. Like, I'm not paid in money. I'm paid in high fives and hugs and handshakes. But during the unrest, I was down. Town. I work for the city of Baltimore. I work for Councilwoman Mary Pat Clark in my full-time professional job. And I was leaving work. I saw what was going on in the city. We had a community meeting that night. And honestly, everyone was just kind of on the edge of their seats. Like, what's going on? Like, is it safe to leave the house? The skate park is 2 miles away from North Avenue. And I went down to the skate park. You know what? And there was 20 to 30 kids there, and they look exactly like the young people that were in the streets. But the difference was they had recreation in their lives. There was nothing that was going to keep them away from going to skate that day. And it was such a beautiful moment for me. And it's why we've continued to fight as long as we have. Well, this is nerve-wracking. So I now work for the city of Baltimore for Councilwoman Mary Pat Clark, and I've been with her for 6 years. And it's kind of a dream job because when I started the skate park of Baltimore 10 years ago, which I did by putting an ad in the city paper. You guys remember the city paper? Okay, so in the back of the city paper where you can find like massages and like other stuff. Yeah, it was just like, help me build a concrete skate park in Baltimore with my personal cell phone number. Okay, so I had people calling, you know, skaters, parents of skaters, just interesting individuals. And we came together as a group around this vision of building a public concrete skate park in the city of Baltimore. And I don't think I really had that, like, aha moment until about a week ago when we did a free girls skateboarding clinic. And I showed up, and we had only started advertising it maybe, like, 4 days before the event. And there was 60 girls there. Like, it was crazy. And they're all just, like, they were so not afraid. Like, every time I skate, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so scared. I hope I don't hurt myself. But, like, I go for it anyway. And just it's that action and adventure of the sport itself that makes it so rewarding. So we have this wonderful clinic, and all the young people, all the young ladies are having such a great time. And I was leaving the park, and one of the young ladies was like, I wish my mom skateboarded. And, like, you know, I don't have any kids, but I feel like the 30,000 young people in the city of Baltimore that skateboard are my kids, you know, and then that's why I continue to do what I do. Another story, I have to throw a rat in there, you know. So I go down to the skate park, and this little kid, Jonathan, Miss Stephanie, I need your help. What's up? Okay. There's a rat in the bowl. And I'm like, all right, well, a bowl is kind of like an empty swimming pool that people skate in. So he needed my assistance. I go over there, and it's alive. It's a baby rat that's just, like, running around the bowl. And I'm like, oh, okay. Jonathan had already cleverly constructed a chain out of flowers. It was clovers. It was, like, 10 feet long. It's like 7-year-old kid from the neighborhood who's like, I got this, like, this is gonna work. Jonathan also took his science project to the skate park that day, and he was using it, one of those trifold kind of things, he was using it as a shade structure. And I was like, oh my God, I love this kid. You know, I was like, all right, well, the flower chain, that's not gonna work, okay? But we can use your science fair project in this empty box. And we went in there, we trapped the rat, we liberated it, and it's just, with skateboarding, it's so normal, just like your good friend is 14 and you're just going to go hang out at the park, you know. But through skateboarding, I've learned more than all of my years of college. You know, it's been the most rewarding life experience for me. And we've been shut down so many times, people telling us, no, it's too dangerous. And like, living in Baltimore is dangerous. Like, don't worry about us. Just give us, like, a place to skate. We'll be fine, okay? So, you know what? Honestly, I'm kind of wondering, like, what's next for me? But at the same time, I'm like, I got to stick around for these kids that, like, I love. And we just need to keep building skate parks and making Baltimore just one of those cities where people go to skate and create and be artists and just celebrate. You know, our greatest resource in Baltimore is our people and our young people. So investing in them is just the best thing you can do, and it's how I've been paid for the past 12 years.